Hi, this is a dictation for Marnie Wynn, MARNIEWINN. Date of birth is 3/30/1970. Date of service is 1/6/2020. History of presenting illness is as follows. Ms. Marnie Wynn has been a sufferer of a severe chronic pain in the lower back and some in the mid back, as well as both knees, to the tune of 9. The lower back pain has been reported radiating to both legs posteriorly in as much as to dermatome fashion. She also has reported pain in both hips. In 2008, patient underwent a right leg osteotomy with intramedullary nail placement and a mesh implant by Dr. Kenneth Brook, who is the orthopedic surgeon, Michigan Orthopedic Surgery. Patient reports that she has seen various pain physicians and she has had few epidurals, but no relief. She is a patient of Dr. U.S. American Pain Department and U.S. Pain Management. She also suffers from sarcoidosis, and she's seeing a specialist from DMC Hospital. She has had some EMG in the past. Is on various medications like hydralazine, isosorbide, Bumex, Coreg, prednisone, Prilosec, tizanidine to help her with all various symptoms. She has a primary care physician, Dr. Linda Green. She also has a left leg which is short by 1/2 inch. She limps on the left leg. And she has a swollen and tender knees bilaterally. She has multiple trigger points. She's undergoing epidural injections currently at advanced pain care due to the presence of bulging disc from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, along with foramina narrowing and facet arthropathy. It was decided to try the epidural injections first, and that will help her in general. And the patient has been scheduled for next week. Pain levels are reported to be at 7 to 8, especially in the lower back and also including both knees and both hips. The physical therapy will begin on February 2022, since last year she has exhausted all the benefits. She is also seeing an orthopedic surgeon on 1/20/2021, and her MRI disc was lost by then, but now she has obtained a new one. She reports that her knee usually feels good nowadays with the treatment, but it is only worse on climbing. Patient reports 70% improvement in her pains at this time from various treatment and injections. The areas that are affected are as follows. The sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 9. Mood, walking ability, work and relationship with other people is affected 8, and general activity is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, there is no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or vision problem, or memory problems. She has only anxiety and depression at this time. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the lower back, knee pain and some moderate difficulty walking. One of the leg is slightly short. The GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, no digestive problem, incontinence of the urine or blood in the stools. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports, the pain level has remained same, while no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 220 over 108. Pulse is 61. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 12-9-2021, dictation number 1213-047. And diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is that patient continues to see the orthopedic surgeon for the issues with the knee as well as other areas. The patient is referred to physical therapy rehab 3 times per week for 2 times with laser evaluation. And the patient is scheduled for a sacroiliac joint injection as well as the lumbar epidural steroid injections, since the patient has been found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint issues. Medication-wise, she is provided Percocet 7.5, 325 to 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets for controlling the pain. And the maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and new labs have been ordered. She's going to continue also on Xenoflex, 4 milligram twice a day, Naprosyn 500 twice a day, Alavil 50 at night, Melatonin 10 milligrams. All the medical records that are available have been reviewed. The patient is stable. Thank you.